then.
All right, whatever works.
All right. So let's talk about 2 weeks of training. Do you feel like training went well? How did it go? Do you feel like you're sharp and ready to go tomorrow?
Yeah. I think the 2 weeks, first of all, we used it to get healthy. You know, after a long season, it's nice to have a little bit of a little downtime to be able to get healthy and refreshed. But, you know, he didn't let us take our foot off the gas pedal at all, and he was pushing us hard in practice. And, you know, obviously today was very relaxed, but we've worked hard, and, you know, we're ready for this final.
You think you'll hit the ground running the first 15 minutes against possibly a tired team that's played two overtime matches this week?
I mean, hopefully. I think that's one thing we have to do, knowing that, you know, they've played two overtime games. They've had to travel a ton. You know, we need to make them work. We need to make them chase the ball. And, you know, if it doesn't work out for us in the first half, we know that they'll fatigue in the second half.
Was it good, like, when you're sitting there watching the games that Philly has played leading up to this? Were you, like, excited to see, like, okay, let them play as many minutes as possible that they need to so they are tired for that final 45?
Oh, absolutely. You know, you wouldn't be playing the game if you weren't hoping that your opponent was a little tired. And, you know, watching them travel and play overtime, you know, it was pleasant to see.
I think at least once this year the Freedom came here on the weekend, they had played a midweek game, mm-hmm. and then came straight out here and you guys were rested. Do you notice those things in the first 20, 25 minutes? Like, can you actually tell during the game?
Usually it's not the first 20, 25 minutes. It's the last 20, 25 minutes, you know, of the game where, you know, the legs are a little tired. You know, you're feeling the flight. And, you know, being on the West Coast, we've had to travel so much this season that we know how it feels to, you know, fly and then be expected to play a game. And it's not fun.
When your season ended last year, mm-hmm. and obviously four wins, a lot more losses, and after looking back on this year, could you believe the turnaround that happened from last year to this year of being part of both clubs?
I mean, in a way, like, yeah, because we were so excited for this season. Last year, we felt like we were a little unlucky. No, we didn't deserve to win the championship at all last year, but I thought we deserved more than four wins. You know, there were games that somehow we managed to lose, and I don't know how. And so that made us very excited for this season. You know, we added Camille even before Marta and Shannon and got some amazing draft picks. And, you know, we were ready. We had a good team. And then to add Marta and Shannon Box on top of it, you know, it doesn't hurt.
Does it help that, like, you were basically the offense of the team last year, and now you can kind of combine with a Marta, and Tiffany Milbert has played really well this year again. How does it feel to be a complementary part of a complete offensive unit as opposed to the go-to player?
Well, it's any forward's dream. You know, you look at our, you know, attacking options with myself, Marta, Tiff, Camille, and Kelly O'Hara. You know, it doesn't matter who's playing, we're going to be dangerous. And it's nice to not solely have the pressure on you, sort of like, if you don't score, we're not going to score. Whereas this year, it's, you know, they can't stop us all, and we're just so dangerous.
So if it's a 0-0 game, 88th minute, and you get the goal that eventually wins you the game, you're known for your celebrations. What do you have anything in store for the fans and the national television that they can expect if you score that goal?
We might have something up our sleeves.
Any hints you can?
Nope.
No?
We might have something up our sleeves.
Is there, that's only for late in the game?
Not necessarily.
was there a game or a point this season when there was a turning point for the team that you realized that you were going to be a contender?
I think we knew it from the start. But then we went and lost our first game in St. Louis. And then I remember we came home and just caught on fire, and that's when I knew that we had an amazing team. After losing our first game, we played horrible that first game, and then to, you know, come back home and, you know, take control of things. Yeah, last year we probably would have been on like a four-game losing streak, whereas this year we were able to quickly right the ship and, you know, get some wins.
Nothing special or different that you need to do on offense to beat Philly. You've had pretty good success against them offensively this year.
I think as as a team, we're very confident of, you know, with how we can attack Philly. You know, I think their strength is their midfield and their forwards, and, you know, we think we can expose their back line. So.